KJAN, Radio Atlanta.
And at 8:07, we have a mostly sunny sky, 77 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with isolated showers possible, mainly north of Interstate 80. An excessive heat warning is in effect from 1 p.m. today through 7 p.m. on Saturday. We look for a high of 93. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In Southwest Iowa news, a traffic stop at around 8 p.m. Tuesday in Creston resulted in an arrest for drugs. The Creston Police Department reports 40-year-old Dustin James Seely of Creston was arrested at Elm and Taylor Streets. A canine was deployed and gave a positive alert to the odor of narcotics. A search of the vehicle resulted in Seely being arrested on charges of possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, methamphetamine, PCS, third or subsequent offense, marijuana, and OWI, first offense. Seely was being held in the Adams County or the Union County Jail on a $8,000 bond. All right, RAGBRAI 2019 is just a few days away, and Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson says his department has been working hard to prepare for the overflow of vehicle and bicycle traffic that will be visiting the town. He says this will be a very busy 24 hours for our department, and we'll be working hard to keep traffic moving smoothly through town. But Erickson warned that residents can expect delays all throughout town on Sunday, July 21st, that's this coming Sunday, and Monday morning, July 22nd. If you happen to live along the official route through town, expect more delays. When possible, try to back into residential driveways ahead of time to make it easier and safer to access the street when needed. Chief Erickson says we have officers or volunteers at many intersections on both days helping district traffic. Our goal is to helping to direct traffic, and our goal is to help keep things moving smoothly through town as possible. With 15,000 plus extra people expected to visit the town, though, an expectation and understanding that travel will be congested and take longer than normal will be appreciated. A complete list of road closures, no parking restrictions, and congested intersections, along with a map of bike and support vehicle routes, shuttle service, and Wi-Fi information, can be found in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The July session of the Healthy You will be held Tuesday, July 23rd at Cass County Health System. The program, Fad Diet Dilemma, will be presented by Beth Olson, MSRDLD, Director of Public Health. Olson will cover popular fad diets and tips to develop a healthy lifestyle. Healthy You will be offered at noon Tuesday, July 23rd. It's a free educational series at the Cass County Health System, held monthly in conference room number 2. You're invited and welcome to attend, but reservations are required as a meal is provided for all attendees. You can call 712-243-7479 to reserve your place for that event. Well, a study from the National Low-Income Housing Coalition finds that Iowa does well compared to the rest of the county, or country, that is, when it comes to housing affordability. The Coalition's Out of Reach report details how much it costs to rent a two-bedroom apartment in each state at a fair market rate. Abby Gaffey, a program specialist with ISU Extension, says the study shows Iowa has some of the most affordable rental rates in the United States.
Iowa ranks number 45 out of the 50 states. So that means our housing is more affordable. The results for Iowa also show that an Iowan has to earn $15.44 an hour at a 40-hour-a-week job working 52 weeks a year to afford the fair market rent of $803 for a two-bedroom apartment.
Hawaii has the highest rental rates in the country, with a two-bedroom apartment averaging over $1,900 per month, while Arkansas checks in at the lowest rate at $742 per month. With Iowa's minimum wage at $7.25 an hour, Gaffey says a person would need to work multiple jobs to afford an average apartment.
The study shows that a person earning that minimum wage would need 2.1 full-time jobs to pay for a two-bedroom apartment and 1.7 full-time jobs to pay for a one-bedroom apartment.
And she says the Omaha Council Bluffs metropolitan area has overtaken other areas of the state as the priciest place to live in Iowa.
The Omaha Council Bluffs metro area is now the most expensive. It's followed closely by what's traditionally been our two most expensive markets in Iowa, Ames and Des Moines, West Des Moines, and Iowa City. Ames and Iowa City, obviously, university towns are going to be more expensive. So the surprise to me was seeing Omaha Council Bluffs as being less affordable than it had been in the past.
Ames and Iowa City are university towns, so they're going to be more expensive. So the surprise to her was the Omaha Council Bluffs being less affordable than it had been in the past, she said. The study also finds about 29% of people in the state rent a place to live rather than own. That is a check of our news on KJAN, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate for great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.